This is what I've seen. I've seen new believers called into ministry. Maybe you're one of them. I've seen longtime Christians, and God entered your life, called you into ministry, and here you are at Christian Leaders Institute. I've seen single moms busy with so much, financially strained, and God reaches down and calls you into ministry. I've seen those struggling with disabilities who are called into ministry. I've seen the various races of the world, the various economic situations in the world. I've seen leaders called into ministry. You're called into ministry. At least that's what you believe enough to check out Christian Leaders Institute. Today, we're going to talk about how this ministry training impacts your ministry story. What it does, first of all, is it explores and confirms your calling into ministry. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, He called you to this through our gospel that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that the essence of ministry calling comes first through the gospel. If you're a brand new believer and you sense the call to ministry, that's how it always has been in the church. The gospel goes out, people's lives are transformed, and they sense the desire. Maybe you sense the desire to share the gospel, to share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. This training helps you explore and confirm your calling. It helps you realize whether or not you're hearing the Lord correctly in wanting to pastor or wanting to be a Christian leader. It confirms your calling. For instance, if you start this training and essentially it doesn't sizzle inside your soul, you know, maybe I am not called into ministry. So, first of all, this training itself explores and confirms your calling into ministry. The second thing is the training itself helps you walk with God and walk with God in a long-term way. Philippians 3:14 says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This is a walk with God passage connected to a calling by God passage. It's like we're pressing on every day in the Word of God, in prayer, a living communion, a living relationship. We're faced with many trials, but we walk with God. And out of that comes this sense that we have a call heavenward. So what we're doing in ministry is we're reproducing our walk with God with others. And this training will help you walk with God. This training grounds you in sound doctrine. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge. Or Titus 1, 9. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose him. What's happening today in our world is there are so many ideas and philosophies. In fact, the internet has made it where people have a working knowledge of a lot of strange ideas. And as a Christian leader, believe it or not, you have some strange ideas in you. We all have strange ideas. But sound doctrine, being in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, going deep into ministry training topics such as church history or apologetics or learn how to read the Bible well or even learn the basics of pastoral care in marriage and the basics of subjects such as evangelism. Those types of subjects at Christian Leaders Institute ground you in sound doctrine so that what you're saying is what the Bible is saying. This ministry training helps you become emotionally whole. I love this passage in 1 Peter where Peter says, "Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because this is to this you are called, so you may inherit a blessing." So you're called to minister. But what happens in ministry is whatever emotional baggage you have from your past, let's call them buttons. Those emotional past buttons will be pushed in ministry because the evil one wants to knock you down. You know, in ministry, we are human. When we are cut, we bleed. If we've had hurts in our past, people can say something that the hurt comes back and we become angry. If there's sin that we've struggled with in our past and now we've become a believer or a new believer, there are situations where there's something unhealthy that's under the surface. There's maybe an iceberg under the surface. All we can see is the little top of it, but underneath is something big. This ministry training will help you at Christian Leaders Institute explore some of those issues in your personal life so that as you are ministering, no matter what someone says, they're not going to get you to the place where you will repay evil with evil or insult with insult. So getting prepared for ministry is also bringing you emotional healing. The Word of God is going to be opened in these classes. You're going to even have classes that deal with your own struggles so that you can more effectively lead in ministry. These classes at Christian Leaders Institute, they also, the training makes you more effective in your relationships. Philemon 1 verse 7, "Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints." Now, here the Apostle Paul is talking to Philemon, and he is saying to Philemon, now you are someone who knows how to be in relationships. In fact, whenever you show up, you bring refreshment. You bring refreshment to the heart of the saints. This ministry training has classes, materials, and tools that teach you how to be people smart. We have, in fact, a People Smart in Ministry class. People write about this every day, and I read the comments about how this class helped Christian leaders like you be very effective in relationships, including maybe a relationship with your spouse or your children, but even more with those that God has called you to minister to. This ministry training prepares you for battle. 1 Timothy 6 verse 12, "Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Notice, take hold of the life when you were called. But it's in the context of fight the good fight of the faith. When you are called to be a Christian leader, you are called into God's army in a way where satanic forces target you, your personal life, your marriage. They target your past weaknesses. They target you in real time. You're relating somewhere, you're ministering somewhere, and you're ministering to someone, and then there's battle, spiritual battle. And this training helps prepare you for how to battle and contend for the faith, and for yourself not to lose the faith. It teaches you how to love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself, while at the same time fighting off the arrows of the enemy. This training prepares you for battle. This ministry training prepares you for Christian leadership. 2 Peter 1 verse 5 through verse 8 says this: "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to your goodness knowledge, to your knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. If you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." So, this ministry training is about all these words: goodness, knowledge, self-control. It's not just about the head. It's not coming to a seminar where you get a bunch of head knowledge about the Bible. Oh, there will be much knowledge about the Bible here at Christian Leaders Institute in this training. But this training is designed to go deep within your person as a leader, to allow you to possess then qualities of love, qualities of walk with God in an increasing measure so that you become more and more effective. We want you prepared for leadership. This ministry training provides you with a local ordination option if needed. Many of you are called into ministry and you sense the calling to be effective in your community and you need ordination. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12, "We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with someone who commends themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise." You know, there's many out there right now who are selling ordinations. You do not even have to be trained. You don't really even have to be called. Just pay your $179 and everything comes in the mail. Now, there's also ordination systems that it takes 8 years of college and seminary for you to become ordained into leadership. What Christian Leaders Institute does is says, hey, we'll prepare you for local ordination, local leadership. And at Christian Leaders Institute, there are classes you take on ordination, but they include 3 recommendations from local leaders. It includes much training. It includes much preparation so that when you go forward, you're not commending yourself, but you have the accommodation of the training you've received at Christian Leaders Institute and the accommodation of local leaders so that as agents of a local church or local churches, you can be effective in your community. If you need the ordination options, we have even clergy cards and letters of recommendation that come through a specially designed process that honors the historic understanding of ordination, going back to the early church. So this training provides you with local ordination options if needed. Now, if you're already ordained, you're in a system, just enjoy the training. The training is there for you. This ministry training, in the end of the day, makes you more confident as a leader. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 4, "We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we commend." I know about myself. If I know my stuff, I'm more confident. If I know that I'm trained, well-trained, I'm confident. If I'm not confident about something, I will like stand back and not do it often. Confidence. The word means with faith. It's a Latin word, with faith. When you've been trained and you know you have the ministry training needed, you can be bolder. You can take more risks for God. This training is important. Now, many people say, well, is the training really necessary for me to be a leader? Oh, be a leader. We're all called to be leaders. A confident leader is one who knows who they believe in. They know how the Bible is to be understood. They understand the groundedness and good doctrine needed. They understand the practices of ministry enough so that you can feel not proud or not arrogant in your knowledge, but confident that you know what to say and what to do. This ministry training at Christian Leaders Institute exposes you to many ministry tools. Some of the tools that we have are like the Book of Acts Bible study, and we have other tools that you can look on our website and check out. They're inexpensive tools that are grounded in a walk with God that Reverend Steve Elzinga has developed. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 15, "So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter." The Apostle Paul would ask that what he wrote would be passed around, and Peter did the same thing, and they passed around these epistles and tools to the churches as tools that point to God and that help people in a walk with God. Your training, the very curriculum, the things you've read, they're all tools for you so that you might be more effective in proclaiming Christ. This ministry training does something else. It tests your will. You do not pay for this ministry training. It's free. If you don't want to do it, you can quit. There's readings. There's videos to watch. There's quizzes to take. And what I find interesting is sometimes people will try to cheat the system here at Christian Leaders Institute. They'll try to like not watch the videos. In fact, there's been elaborate schemes of cheating, and I will tell you that those schemes will be noticed and are noticed, and we have special algorithms that point out cheaters who, you know, take quizzes too quickly or have false accounts or do things that they think, oh, there's no way this organization can find out that there's cheating. You know what? Don't try it. We know. It's fascinating how so many cheaters have come forward. Now, again, it's a small little percentage. But that's about a test. It tests your will. In fact, I sometimes think that they take... Some people have taken more time cheating than to just read the articles and take the tests and get prepared for ministry. Galatians 1 verse 6, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel." That's what ministry training will do. It will test your will. And the Apostle Paul was astonished in those days how even people like Alexander the metal worker or Demas, they had the opportunity to train with the Apostle Paul, but the training itself and the ministry itself turned them away from God. This ministry training that you are on tests your will. You're not being paid to do it. You do it out of the voluntary, free calling inside your heart, and you're going to find out who you are. Finally, this training recognizes your preparation. Philippians 3, verse 17, "Join with me in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you." I'll tell you something I do every single day. I check out who the graduates are. In fact, I get an email telling me what you did. The latest graduates, I see it every day. I scroll down. I read many of your profiles. I can't get enough of reading those profiles. When you graduate, I notice. And that's what this does. This training recognizes your preparation. Now, some of you need official certificates, diplomas, degrees, and we have those for those who need it and those who want it. But even for those who cannot afford even something like that, you're being recognized. You did the classes. You did the quizzes. You connected in ministry training. You are being prepared. And I want to congratulate you. I'm so excited on what you've done. And this training shows God. It shows us. It shows the world that you are serious about ministry. And we want to recognize that. You followed the example of Christ. Praise God. So, as you are here, preparing for ministry, understanding your calling, understand this. This is what being a revival leader is all about. Taking this process serious and never stop preparing. Let's say you've taken several classes and now you're in ministry. Just take more. Take the classes slowly. God has a plan. And that plan includes you. And some of you may say, well, you know, my past life was so bad. No, God includes you. Some of you may say, well, I'm not that great of a student. God includes you in His plans. I have a disability. You know what? Thousands with disabilities take these classes. You have a purpose. So, as we close today, know that this preparation is for you right now. God has a plan, and God will bring that plan to fruition in your life. He who prepared a good work in you will take it to completion in the day of Christ. Let us pray. O Lord God, I pray for those who are being prepared for ministry at Christian Leaders Institute, those who will be prepared for ministry. I ask your Holy Spirit to fill them, that they might take this training, and through this training, they might be prepared for battle, prepared to minister to those who desperately need the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.